Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello, welcome. We are live in the Fat Mascara remote studio. I'm Jessica.
I wouldn't say we were live. I'm definitely going to edit this afterwards. I'm Jen. Hi, welcome to our beauty podcast.
Hi, I'm Jessica. Jen and I are recording together here live as one, but I don't know what day you're listening to this. We are so excited because We don't usually get this kind of really earth-shattering beauty news, but guys, they have discovered a new color.
Well, they discovered it a while ago, but a Fat Mascara listener brought it to our attention. Sorry. No, but she has a good point for bringing it to our attention now. There has been news this season. Usually we bring our listeners into the show more towards the end, and I was like, let's change it up. You guys are such a big part of the Fat Mascara family. So Danny is one of our listeners, and she called or she sent us a voice memo. I have to share it with you. She has great news. She's an artist. It's about color, and Jess and I were fascinated. So give it a listen.
Hello, ladies. This is an international Fat Mascara fan. My name is Danny. I'm from Mexico City, but I actually live in Holland. And I'm cheating a little bit today because I don't have a razor wand, but I have something for Jen's Science Corner, and I thought Fat Mascara listeners could appreciate this because I'm super excited. I'm geeking out over something. I don't know if you guys have heard, but a few years ago, there was a new shade of blue discovered. It's called Yinmin Blue or Oregon Blue because it was discovered in Oregon University in the lab as an accident by the scientists there. So if you look it up in Google, it's this amazingly vibrant, opaque, beautiful blue. And it's a really big deal for a new color to be discovered in 2021 because I think the last one was discovered in the 1800s. It was cobalt blue. And, you know, the Egyptians discovered lapis lazuli. So to be alive at a time when a new color comes to light is pretty fascinating, in my opinion. So even though it was discovered a few years ago, they had been testing it and seeing its use for different industries. And only now is it available for artists as a paint color. I ordered a tube last night. I'm super excited. And I was just fantasizing and thinking of how cool it's going to be when the color comes to use in other industries. For example, the beauty industry when there's a when they use it in packaging or when there's a new incredible pigmented eyeshadow in this Oregon blue. That is it. I'm just excited for there to be a new color and its use in color cosmetics and other industries. So thank you, girls. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Danny, thank you for doing our research for us. That really saved us a lot of hard work this week. Thank you. That is really fascinating. I have to tell you, I looked up the color. Now, here's the thing. The screen is never going to give us the real true-to-life color of this blue.
Correct.
So I can't experience its beauty as it's meant to be seen. But wow, what a rich, magical-looking blue.
I've never seen a bluier blue. I don't know how else to describe it.
It is like a magician's blue. It is like very, it's like celestial and mysterious.
Yeah.
It's like an artist blue. Like you would see, I feel like this is such a, obviously it's like a Van Gogh kind of like moody blue. I'd love to see that in a jewel, like a big ring.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, so Danny's got her little paws, as Jess says, on a tube of it right now, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
And you're right, Danny. I think that this is the kind of thing that like we start to watch in beauty where like you'll see other industries make news perhaps with color or science in other ways, and then they trickle their way into the beauty industry. So I was emailing with Danny after I got this message because I was like, this is my kind of girl, obviously. and she was telling me the scientist is now working on different shades of red, which is apparently very difficult because I told her I wanted a Yinmin or Oregon blue nail polish. I thought it would be like a gorgeous nail polish color. And she was like, if this guy can do like a red for lipstick, it's so hard to get the right red. I think that'd be fabulous. Just like hits a lot of fat mascara notes there with that little addition to our show. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
That's not the only news we have for you. We have some other news. So I'll share that. And then we're going to have a little chat about mams.
Mams.
The mam look.
Mams.
Or, you know, what happens once you are caring for small people? What happens to your looks? And do you care about what happens to your looks? And how do they change? And what's going on? And we have a first person person to help share that with us. A first person person. That's you, Jess. Clearly.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. And we'll raise a wand. And that's our show. I'm so excited to dig into all the news this week and talk with you about momhood.
Cool. Let's do it.
Okay, time for the news. There's a thing called the Olympics happening right now. I'm not sure if you heard.
I did hear.
I love the Olympics, frankly. So every time it comes around, like I get all into it. This year, I have to say, it's kind of weird and sad to watch these amazing athletes perform with empty. No, it's just like it doesn't have the like pomp and circumstance that it usually does. However, the athletes are still bringing it. The looks galore. I just love the individuality that are shown in all of the events. However, I have to bring some like sad news that happened with the Olympics and that affects our beauty world. This happened like a couple weeks before the Olympics. This brand called Soul Caps, which is swim caps designed for people with a lot of hair, voluminous hair, which is hard to fit under swim cap. As a competitive swimmer for years, I can tell you 100% this is true. And I don't even have coily textured hair or really long hair. So they brought the caps to FINA, which is the International Federation of Swimming. And they said, quote, the caps were not necessary because, quote, they didn't fit the natural form of the head.
What?
Yeah, duh. There's hair there. Obviously, it looks like that because it's making room for all of someone's hair to go in it. It was just this ridiculous, outdated statement. And then they went on to insist, quote, to the best of their knowledge, the athletes competing at the international events never used, neither required to use caps of such size and configuration, which had a lot of coded racism in it for me personally, because these caps are basically for a lot of people with natural textured hair. And they're basically saying like, we don't know any swimmers who are going to need these. That's not the point. If there's multiple different kinds of swimmers, you need to be more accepting of all of their different hair types. So clearly, the U.S. Senate was not happy about it either. They wrote a letter. Like 14 different senators got on board and wrote a letter. There's a lot of pushback on social media. And the Federation of the International Federation of Swimming is, they did actually issue a formal apology, and they said they are going to review again come September. Like, they meet every couple months to do this. So right now, this particular cap is not allowed in competition at the Olympic level, but they will look into that in the future. And I was just like, this should not be where they're like focusing their efforts right now to ban this. It's not going to like create more speed like those suits from like 20 years ago. Like, if anything, like, come on, get on board. So anyway, this is just goes to show that the Olympics are not immune from the beauty world. We go everywhere. All right, a new philanthropic partnership for a brand I love I wanted to share with you guys. The Kate Somerville brand is pledging to donate $100,000 annually to Foster Nation, which is an organization that supports and empowers children who are aging out of the foster system. So this is really cool. Then rather just giving the money wholesale, they're using it to develop scholarships. There'll be 5 a year, and the recipients will be able to attend aesthetic school to pursue career as licensed estheticians. And Kate says the partner, Kate Somerville, obviously, said the partnership came about because she grew up in a chaotic environment, and she often felt like her life was out of control until she found a mentor who supported her and helped her put her on the right path. And that's really important to a lot of people in the foster system. So I think this is really cool. If you want to learn more, fosternation.org, we'll put a link. And obviously, we'll put a link to Kate Somerville and her products. Shout out to Dermal Quench. I'm obsessed with Dermal Quench Lift. Mm-hmm. Okay. We heard news that this was coming, and now they're starting to open up. Ulta Beauty at Target rolled out their 100 Target stores. There's 800 locations in the United States now that have like this sort of shop-in-shop for Ulta Beauty. And now we're finally seeing what they look like and which brands will be there. And this is like IT Cosmetics, you know, Saint-Tropez, Smashbox, MAC at Target, which I think is fascinating. I'm so curious to see how that is received by the beauty community. Because I remember meeting with a Target executive like for this project a couple years ago, and she was talking about, you know, they were trying to make Target like a more fun place to shop for beauty. Do you know what the big thing was that was the big concern that we both landed on that we were talking about a lot?
What?
Lighting.
Interesting. Like, it wasn't like glamorous enough?
Glamorous, but also conducive to that feeling of like you know when you go into Sephora, like you could pop in there before a night out and you feel like you're getting ready. There's like a boudoir sensibility to the lighting.
Right.
I'm not saying like it needs to be glam lighting, but like there's something about the fluorescence of a mass retailer that like does not invite me to shop. Linoleum floors.
It's not
floors
flattering. It's not, yeah. It's not kind of atmospheric, you know?
Yeah, like you know, price check on aisle 10 and linoleum floors while you're trying to like try out a new eyeliner. I get it. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, that is kind of funny.
No, but yeah. It doesn't get you in the mood for,
yes,
you know.
Yeah. So if you have a local Target near you and you're in the United States, pop in, check it out. I think they're doing a really good job of like beautying it up, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. No science corner because Danny took care of that for me at the top of the show. Instead, I'm bringing you Patent Watch.
Patent Watch. I like that.
So L'Oreal has patented a new skin analysis system that measures biomarkers in the skin and combines that with environmental and behavioral factors to create custom skincare. This is an area L'Oreal has been playing in for a while. They've had skin devices. They did YSL with that custom lipstick machine that came out like a year or two ago. But the cool thing is, if you link to their patent and look into it, like, I'm not going to get deep into the science, but they are listing some of these biomarkers and what they have found that these biomarkers coincide with. So for example, if a person has, YKL40 and TG3 biomarkers, these are measured by like non-invasive ways of measuring protein in the skin. But if you have those biomarkers, researchers know you're likely to see improvements under your eye, in the under eye area when using retinol. And like, not everybody might. You know, some people like get obsessed with a particular product and then you try it and you're like, it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And not feel aside, but just like results. You're like, why am I not seeing the results that this person says they're seeing? Well, that's because we're each individual. So L'Oreal's really working to like pinpoint what it is that makes our results different and then develop custom skincare around that. Who knows when we'll see this, like something we can actually try. But for now, Patent Watch is on.
I like that.
Last up, let's end on an upbeat note. Jess and I actually we went to an event together today, which like has been happening again, which didn't happen for like 2 years there.
It's not the same as jumping on the subway and going together and eating the hors d'oeuvres, but sure, I'll take it.
Remember the good old day?
And we'd just like be
standing near the buffet while everybody else was schmoozing.
I know. We ate all your food. We enjoyed it. It was money well spent, everyone. Thank you.
There was no food, though, but there were perfumers. So I'm talking about Rihanna's new fragrance.
Yes.
The Fenty fragrance has dropped. And I have it here with me. I will give you guys a little bit of background. Jacques Cavalier-Bellatrude is the in-house perfumer at LVMH. He's the guy who made this. And that's like kind of a big deal because he really only works on Louis Vuitton fragrances. Apparently, he was telling us that he hosted Rihanna in Grasse, and like they went through the gardens together. Did you, Jess, were you just dying, like picturing... He's like a French guy in middle age and like very debonair, just escorting Rihanna through the gardens.
I could see it. I mean, she loves fragrance. She loves fragrance. She's a woman of luxury. I feel like she would be very at home.
But I just wanted to be there as the two of them walked through the gardens and discussed fragrance together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he presented her with some things and she had opinions, as you wouldn't doubt. And they settled on this fragrance. And I've been having trouble describing it, but the perfumer wants to call out the blueberry and magnolia accord. Mm. And there's also a geranium note. So the coolest thing about it is like a brown, beautiful, like timeless bottle. To me, the sprayer is amazing. It's like one of those, like, not a squirt. It's like a cloud and it goes out for like a good one Mississippi, two Mississippi, you're spraying fragrance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You're pushing down the nozzle.
Spritz.
It's not a spritz. It's a spray.
Spray.
Rihanna, hire me. I'll sell your fragrance for you. I'm going to go with, here's how I'm describing it. It's woody and very creamy. Creamy was the word that came up to me. I know it's not a beautiful word, but like it has that waxen white floral, like a magnolia's leaves have that little waxiness to them.
Yes.
There was like a little bit of patchouli on the underside and other woods. I got a lot of woods, but it was all creamy. It was like if you had like warm bodies on a dance floor somewhere in a garden.
Okay.
Are you there with me? Like, you know when people have been dancing for a while and their perfume sort of rises to their skin and intermingles with everybody else's skin scents. And it's not like hot and sweaty gross, but it's like...
There's skin in there. There's body.
It's
sexy. Yeah.
It's sexy.
It's full-bodied.
Full-bodied. Yes, it's voluptuous, this scent. Creamy and voluptuous. A woody floral is what I would say it is, but it's very woody. I do not smell blueberry at all. For a second on the nose, it flashes off. There's something vaguely fruity that you can barely place. But if you see anybody mention blueberry, no. It does a disservice.
What I ask you, would you buy this for somebody who is shy about fragrance?
You know, yes. Because
really?
it is not a big hit you in the face kind of fragrance. There's a, I can never say this word, sillage. There's a trail to it, but it's very subtle.
Okay.
Like it's not like it gets into the elevator before you. And this isn't like a black opium floral that like blooms and is big. Like it's beautiful. I would.
Okay.
Is it the most subtle? It's not fresh. It's not light. Not a whiff of citrus in there. There's no like, you know, there's no like little girl floral in this.
It's very sexy.
But the creamy, woodsy quality of it makes it not too in your face for me.
Okay.
I've been wearing it all day and I don't know. I really like it. I think she did a really good job. And I like that the outer box seems to be mostly cardboard, which makes me very happy on the sustainability level. Who knows? But yeah. So it comes out, they just lifted the embargo, which is why we're obviously talking about it. I believe it comes out next week. So you'll be able to get your hands on it.
I was not surprised that she was coming out with fragrance, but I didn't think it was going to be this soon, to be honest. I mean, she's done, you know, skincare. She's done makeup.
Yeah, and I thought maybe she'd play in a more unisex kind of world, you know, just like her skincare. But this to me, and the packet is brown, amber kind of glass. It does look very unisex, but there's something to me very voluptuous about this fragrance.
I didn't think it was going to be this sort of on the nose, feminine, like, you know, womanly kind of, I don't want to say old school, but a traditional. I didn't think it was going to be as traditional.
Yeah, perfume with a capital P.
Yeah. I thought it would be something a little bit more like Gen Z, and it's not.
Yeah, like remember when CK1 like revamped and they did like the wet pavement and wasabi note a couple of years back?
Yeah.
And it was very like cool and tech.
Yeah.
But that's why you love her, because like she keeps you guessing. And if you look at her lingerie line, there's no, like, you know what you're getting when those, when that lingerie walks the runway.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very straight up traditional.
It's bombshell. Sexy. So yeah. It's beautiful scent. Check it out if you're into woodsy, warm, woodsy, creamy kind of fragrances. I think it might be your jam.
Okay.
All right, that was the news.
Well, well done. I liked it. I like strong finish. Strong finish.
Thank you.
I don't know why we're like analyzing the news.
Because the Olympics.
Oh yeah.
What do you give me, Jess? Like,
strong
what's my
finish.
Rating?
Strong finish. Double mouth. Side. Dopey toe. I don't even know. I'm not a sports person.
Dopey toe. She did a triple sal cow and a dopey toe.
All right. 10.
And 10 out of 10.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, so here's a little like BTS, guys. That stands for behind the scenes.
That's
anyone
right,
doesn't
does.
Know.
Also, K-pop band.
Yeah, exactly. So Jen and I, you know, we try to keep this podcast as loose as possible. Obviously, like the, you know, the news and stuff we plan, we don't know all that off the top of our head. But we come up with, you know, okay, we're going to do like a listener question or is there a hot news topic? But we were a little stumped for this week. And then Jen asked me, you know, like, what products are you loving? And I was just staring at it for like 5 minutes. And I was like, honestly, I'm just going to be real with you, Jen. Like, I am in a major beauty rut. Like, I barely even like put on makeup if I'm lucky. And then I started just kind of like ranting at her like a psycho, and I think I was in a mood, but it was a friendly rant. But I said, you know, to be truthful, Jen, I was like, I'm gonna tell you. I was like, don't tell anyone. Now I'm telling everyone. I was like, but I am like lucky if I wear. I thought I was gonna get like my, you know, beauty editor badge taken away. I was like, I sound like such a hypocrite. But I said, I like am getting sun damage every day because I wake up and I, you know, get like, I brush my teeth. You know, I try to do that before she wakes up because I've been lucky. I've been waking up before her. I brush my teeth. I throw my Invisalign in the, like this little dish that cleans them while I get her ready. And
it's already more high need.
That's what I do. I brush the teeth.
Step two of my 300 step routine.
Well, the kind of routine ends there. And that's kind of what I'm saying. I don't brush my hair. I don't wash my face. And then it's off to the races. I'm shot out of a cannon. And then I will drop her off. No face wash. No sunscreen.
The drop off.
No.
I've heard about this from so many moms, like the pressure of the look for the drop off. Cause it's like, which moms are off to like an office afterwards and kind of look like put together and which are.
Well, this mom ain't put together. Okay. I've started wearing my, thank you, Katie Sterino. She sent me a baseball cap with her mailing. I will wear a baseball cap. I was never a baseball cap girl. Sometimes I'm wearing a baseball cap. Sometimes I'm not wearing a baseball cap, but no sunscreen, no makeup. You know, thank God, maybe I'll brush the teeth. And no SPF, not on the bod, not on the face. And then I'll come back and then I'm cleaning up the kitchen that is now, you know, looks like, you know, there's been an explosion of blueberries and, you know, vegan sausage and whatever. And then sometimes it's a bam, we're right into my virtual office.
The virtual work day. Yeah. Like, where did the get ready process happen? It didn't.
And then I will, if anyone who works with me is listening to this, I apologize. I will face my colleagues looking like this. And I used to think, like, get it together. Like, you know, if I've seen people like this, I apologize for ever thinking like this. I am so sorry. I've learned my lesson. Thank you for showing up to work, okay? Like,
that's the best you're gonna get. My face is here.
Okay, we all are doing the best we can. I can't believe I ever felt that way. And I feel like I've grown up a lot as a person and so much in the past couple of years. And
yeah, well, Lake, just for background, Lake is now, I would say,
she's 17 months.
17 months, okay.
17 months, so like a year and a half almost.
Like we're in it now. We're in like prime. They move. They make messes.
They move, but also it's given me like so much. This is not a, like, I'm patting myself on the back story. It's just given me empathy for, like, whatever your situation is. So you don't have to be, this is not a, like, Moms Unite, like, section. No. This is, like, whatever you were freaking going through, like, this is where I am. So
Can I ask? Because I know when you got pregnant and you were thinking about starting a family, like, did you think, like, of the other moms you've seen out there, I'm going to do it different? Like, she just doesn't.
Totally.
You were like, I'll be the mom that like is able to like get her eyebrows waxed and put some pencil in them and look all like whatever.
Yeah, I was like, it takes what, 40 minutes?
Right. And even down to like tinted moisturizer and some mascara, which takes 5 minutes, and you can't.
5 minutes is a really long time. And maybe some people are listening thinking it's
once your daughter's awake, you mean?
Yeah. Or like, you know, or yeah, it's like, it's, and maybe I just haven't figured it out. And I really am sure I'm going to get some DMs like, I found a hack, or like, I hear you, sweetie. Like, you know, you guys are so helpful. Like, anytime I've mentioned a problem, people have come to me with a solution, whether it's something with my cat or something with whatever it is. You guys have awesome solutions. And I know I'm probably doing some things wrong. I could be doing some things better. But the overall point is, and I'm not trying to get tactical or like, oh, girl, you're using the wrong moisturizer. Here's an SPF.
No, it's like, where do you find the time?
It's just, I think, you know, we talked about this, Jen. I was thinking about like at the beginning of the year, we talked about words and resolutions. One of the words that I was like trying to aim for was grace. And grace could be different things. And it's just kind of like being a little bit like, kinder. I don't want to be slobberola, you know, slobby Bobby, whatever, where like, I'm just like, oh, it's cool now. I don't wear sunscreen, even though I've been telling you guys to all wear sunscreen. And I know about the, you know, skin cancer. I'm not making light of skin cancer. Listen, I've got a tube of banana
bowl. She's just trying to show you how serious we're talking here.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like I have a tube of banana boat in my handbag now.
Like, this isn't like, I'm not able to contour this morning. Excuse me for just having cream blush.
Yeah.
This is like, I can't barely put my freaking moisturizer with SPF on.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out what my new priorities are in this stage of my life and not be accept that I'm not the person I was 2 years ago. And I may be that person in two more years when things are different, whether she's more independent or whether I finally figured out that it only takes 5 minutes, and that's fine. But I'm just trying to be more accepting, and I'm becoming I'm just seeing things differently. And I will also share, this is where things go, the light at the tunnel, share my quickie finds with you, because now I'm obsessed with quickie beauty finds.
Yes.
I did find a quickie beauty find that I liked. I shared it on Fat Mascara a couple weeks ago, which was the Kosas SPF serum. That's freaking good.
Yes, yes, you did. I have to say though too, this goes into your job, because professionally part of your job is obviously trying new products. And we were talking about, like, when we were all in offices together and there were more people working in these offices and we had time, like, you could carve out a half an hour to do a bunch of swiping and try on products, which is part of our job. It's like, when you have a half an hour now, I'm not going to like pull out the new shade swatches from like Halsey's makeup line and see which like lip color I like. That's not going to be on the list of things to do.
Right. If I'm at the office, that'll be easier.
Side note, her lip colors are lovely. Go on.
Yes. We actually did put that in the lipstick story. So if this is for September, so
brand name.
Yeah, her line is good. They're matte, but they're not drying.
Yeah.
I also am finding little hacks, like, okay, here's a little hack that, like, lipstick and earrings. Boom. Like that will make me feel a little bit more refreshed. Or the stupid mom bun. The mom bun, but like at least pulling your hair back and like earrings or a good necklace or these little tiny hacks. And it's just like accepting that. Yeah, it's just kind of accepting my friend, and if you're listening to this, I'm not going to shout you out, but if you're listening to this, I shall know what I'm saying. My friend always says, like, growing and changing. Like, you're allowed to grow and change and evolve. And, like, if I'm not, like, a polished, you know, as polished as I was, and I was never super, like, I mean, there are other beauty directors who are way more polished than I was. But, like, if I'm not that person right now, that's okay. A non-negotiable, though, is my hair color. I do have to get my hair color dyed. That's something that, like, I will, like, trek in for. But I'm curious, I mean, if there are other moms, or whether you're not a mom or not, or whatever is going on in your life.
How the hell do you do it?
No, I want to know if anyone relates to this, because this is something that I'm just like, I don't know.
Can I just ask when you drop her off, I imagine there's a lot of moms there as well. I'm sure there's dads.
Moms and dads.
But like, do people look more put together than you feel?
No. It's, you know, I'm in Hoboken now, which is, you know, it's, I don't know if it's more relaxed than Manhattan. And when I was in Manhattan.
So it's not like a comparison thing. It's not like everybody else seems to have their stuff together.
No.
It's just like, we're in this phase of life where like, this is what you're getting.
Yeah. I'm just like, this is what I can do. I can do 2 products a night. I'm not doing 12 products, but the 2 products are going to be there. I guarantee you, if I shout them out in Fat Mascara, I freaking love them.
That's a really good point, which is also like, and maybe we are not giving you the quantity, like we're not like every week new lipstick you have to try, because like you need stuff that works, that is like multi-purpose, speedy, all of that.
Yeah. You're getting like, my love for products now is in much more intense, but I'm not giving you 45 things that are really cute that landed on my desk. I'm giving you 2 products that like,
they changed my life,
that I am like making time for now.
Okay. Which is right now, Katie Sereno's baseball cap and Kosas serum
and Banana Boat SPF with the dry touch that smells amazing.
Oh yeah. No, I get it. And so, by the way, I pushed Jess to talk about this, because as we were talking about like, oh, should we do, you know, ingrown hair stuff? Should we do this and that? And she just honestly told me like, here's why. No, we're not going to do that, because I'm not even in that world right now.
I was like, I can't think about it now. I was like, it's survival mode.
I feel like so many people could probably relate to you. So I'm like, that's what this is all about, sharing that so other people can relate, right?
Yeah. Let me know how you feel. You know, I love beauty. You know, it's my first love. But right now, it's my relationship to it is changing. And I'm curious in the pandemic if yours is changing. Oh, here's another one. It's right in my eye line. Freaking Donna Karan Cashmere Mist. That's the only thing that I'm surviving the summer with. The deodorant. The Cashmere Mist antiperspirant.
Doubles duty. Double duties as fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. I'm looking around. It's like a lot of oldies but goodies.
Yeah, no, I get it. I want to hear what people have to say. Also, feel free to send a little voice memo if you agree or disagree. And maybe we'll put that on the show, info@fatmascara, or email Jessica Matlin. I'm going to email her, DM her, Matlin on Instagram. I thank you for sharing.
Of course.
You speak the truth.
I got to keep it real. I got to keep it real with you guys. Okay. I'll talk soon. I'll see you on the run. Okay, everyone, it is time to raise a wand. So listen, quick fact check. I was so like, you know, in my own like thoughts with my little segment just for about, you know, mom beauty and products that I love and, you know, things that I'm not loving, that I got all like twisted up about my favorite new SPF. It is the Ilia Skin Serum. Okay, and it's got
with SPF 40.
I mentioned Kosas because sometimes I get it confused with Kosas. I know they both have a lot of vowels. They're both short names. They're both very like cool new brands. Kosas, I love you. I'm sorry. Check that brand out too.
You have talked about their eyeshadow as a quickie. Just swipe, swipe. You're done. But Ilia Serum.
Yes. Get tinted. The Ilia Serum, tinted Ilia, SPF. I've talked about it before. I've raised a wand to it before. Ilia. It is workhorse morning on the go. Smooth out your skin. Okay?
I think it just proved your point, which was like, I'm a little discombobulated every now and then.
Yeah, just like just grab and go. Okay. Okay?
All right. So raise a wand to something.
I have another raise a wand that I love. Yes. Okay. So Jones Road is Bobbi Brown's new brand. You might be like, Bobbi Brown has a new brand. If you're not like, you know, a crazy, you know, beauty person. She started a new brand after leaving Bobbi Brown. That was like her baby. Jones Road is awesome. And what I love about Jones Road is that they don't have like too many products. I feel like she has a really nice edit. This really connects with my last little segment, mm-hmm. Okay? It's not overwhelming. Her products like do what they say what they're going to do on the tin, okay? They just like they're freaking awesome. It's a light moisture cream. It provides light moisture. Now, it's also
revolutionary.
But like, it doesn't promise you like, you know, the moon and the stars. It's just what I just want light moisture. It gives it to me. But what I like that it's almost like a great primer. You know what I mean?
It
kind of hugs the skin. It plumps it out. It has, if you're like a very trendy ingredient person, you're going to love this. It has niacinamide, which does like, you know, everything like, you know, but the dishes. And it also has panthenol, which is very good
soothing.
For like, hydrating, strengthening. I absolutely love that.
AKA vitamin B5, I believe. Just want to throw that out there. Yes. I learned that at a Pantene event years ago.
I know. I learned that from the Pantene bottle because it said like B vitamin, panthenol. I was like, what are they? And it's like the same thing. Yeah. It's really great before makeup if you are so inclined to put that on after. And it also smells good. I think it smells like oranges. Mm. It's just a great basic moisturizer. You want to put SPF on top though because it doesn't have it. So if you're going to use that for daytime, that's important. But I also just like it at night too. It's just like a basic moisturizer.
That sounds so lovely.
It's really
Between
great.
You and Cindy Crawford, we have two fans of the Jones Road brand here.
It's a very cool brand. There's just like, I everything that she's come out with from it, I'm like, I need that. I love that. I want that.
Well done, Bobby. Okay, I want to try that too. I'm not raising one to a product. Longtime listeners know, every now and then I like to shout out fruit. I remember this first happened. It was like our first season we were recording the podcast and I was like really into clementines and our producer was just like, you can't raise a wand to a clementine. And I was like, it's my damn podcast and clementines are delightful. Okay. Anyway, I'm not raising a wand to a clementine this time around. What I am raising a wand to is a good watermelon. And here's why. I have had some duds this summer. I don't know what happened to the watermelon crop here in the United States on the Eastern coast, but what the hell? You are not watermelon. You are like a water delivery device at best. Like the color is like soft pink. Ugh. And then if the texture is a little mealy, not that nice, crisp, disgusting, refreshing texture. So now when I get even a halfway decent melon, and you can DM me your tips all day about tapping on it, pressing on the seam at the top to see uniformly green. I have looked up all of the tips for trying to find what will be a good watermelon. Knock on it with your hand. Does it sound hollow? All of that. It doesn't matter. Like it's a draw. And listen, an organic watermelon's like going to set you back $10 here in New York City.
Expensive.
So you're like, I just spent $10 on what is basically water. Like, thank you for the water. Anyway, so I had a good watermelon that I got at the farm stand this weekend and I cracked it open. And I was like, color looks good. Like I felt like I was like testing out a new car or something. I was like, appropriate crunch, smells like watermelon. And you bite in, you're like, Oh, thank you. It tastes like watermelon too. Because that's the other thing. They have like lost their flavor, a lot of them.
So have you read any articles about this? Because now I'm actually curious, like why the watermelon is so bad.
Well, I actually have, funny you ask, Jess, but more and more because of how far things are shipped from where they are grown, you know, they are grown for peaking at the store. So they're picked before they're ripe, if you will. Yeah. I'm not saying this is always the case that's happening with the watermelon, but I'm sure you've noticed with other fruits as well. And you're meant to ripen them a little bit on your kitchen counter. But like, with a watermelon, I feel like you got to stay on the vine pretty long to get it like really concentrated and juicy. And it's like right on the edge of being too ripe when it gets that weird kind of flavor. Oh my God, I'm going off on the fruit. I'm so sorry. By the way, I just looked down at the time and I've like spent 2 minutes talking about watermelon. I'm so
no,
sorry.
No, but I think people can relate to this, especially this time of year. Like a bad watermelon, like that taste will like repeat on me.
Yeah,
like,
and it just pisses you off because you know how good it can be.
I know.
If you do it right. And I don't think the seedless, non-seedless has anything to do with it, because I've had it both ways, with seeds and without seeds. So maybe it's GMO and all that business, taking out the seeds, took away the flavor. I don't know. If anybody out there, you know what? One of our listeners probably works in fruit produce or something. There's always like a listener in whatever is bothering me. Can you just explain to me what's going on with watermelon? Raise a wand to delicious watermelons if you can find them. That's my ending note on that. Wow, I just ranted. Have you ever heard me rant that much in a while?
Get your watermelon.
But a good one. Get the watermelon. It's great. Lycopene, all that stuff. Lots of vitamins. Good for your skin.
Oh, yeah. Really good for your skin.
Get your beauty sleep, too. Don't we all need that right now? Yeah. And then we'll see you on Thursday for an awesome interview.
Now all I want is fresh cut watermelon. Get your beauty sleep. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.